Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast, where I look at a toy or more every week. This week, what do we have? Oh, we're going to look at the Biker Scout Entertainment Earth exclusive animated maquette. This is a cool one because I actually got to help design it a little bit. Well, I just said to General Giant, like, hey, here's what I'd like to see. And it happened. Pretty close to what I pictured in my head, I'd say almost exactly, except like the Ewoks aren't chomping down on his foot. So anyway, I'm going to go grab it off my shelf. It just showed up last week. I'm very happy with it. And we have a few units left in stock. So if you want to get one, now's a good time. I'll be right back. Okay, the Biker Scout is about a little over 8 inches tall, not counting the display base. The reason for that is his knees are bent and he's kind of on the run from a threat. And that threat is three Ewoks. One is grabbing onto his ankle, one's holding onto his arm, and another one's around his neck trying to strangle him, which I got to admit, kind of surprised we got that. That's pretty sweet. One guy's got like an axe he's about to brain him with. The Scout Trooper has his gun out, and the sculpt is great. If you've been collecting the Gentle Giant animated maquettes, you pretty much know what to expect. I've got, I think this makes 10, and it's really cool. Out of the box, it's already assembled. Some of them you have to actually plug into the base. This one you don't. It's just ready to go. And the Ewoks look a little bit like Chief Chirpa, Low Gray, and Wicket, but I don't think that's possible. I mean, it's not. I mean, well, it's clearly not. But let me remind you of those. The Wicket looks a little bit like the Ewoks cartoon series Wicket in the way that the hood is set up. And it's great. I mean, there's glossy gloves on the Scout Trooper. The gun is a black matte. There's a lot of white on the armor because it's a white armored figure. And I think it's the first time they put four figures on one statue. So that's kind of cool. The Ewoks are not removable. They are part of the statue. And the Scout Trooper doesn't quite look terrified, but he's certainly being caught by surprise. It's a great piece. I really like it. For those who are curious, my number is 132 out of 1,000. They didn't make a lot of these. And when they're gone, they're gone. There's not going to be a reorder. This is the third Entertainment Earth animated maquette. The first one was Boba Fett with Han Solo and Carbonite. The second one is Princess Leia in her Bounty Hunter Bush disguise, or Boosh disguise, depending on who pronounces it. And this is number 3. Don't have number 4 in the works yet, but who knows if there's going to be one or not. I hope there will be. And as soon as I know, I'll let you know. This item is available right now at entertainmentearth.com, unless you are in the distant future and it is already sold out. Maybe not distant future. Maybe in the summer future or late spring future. Just a thought. Anyway, it's a good item, worth adding to your shelves if you have a shelf. It's not a toy. It's something you look at and you go, ah, that's cool. And so if you got like a shelf on your desk at work or maybe in your TV room, I think this is a pretty good item for it. Check out more at entertainmentearth.com. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. I've got a meeting in about 15 minutes, so I got to hurry up and finish up the RSS feed. I program these things manually. And this will be up in a little bit. So see you next week.